The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
And plays music to us there. That usually means they don't have a connection with us. And now that it is gone, I suspect that we're back on the network. So welcome back to anyone who might have had a quick drop out there. But we're going to start up with the really ridiculous news out of Austin, Texas, where you and I have gone a couple of times, Mark, for the Texas Bitcoin Conference.
Awesome.
Did I hear they might be doing it later this year, this time around? Because I know it was in the springtime.
I have to call on that. Yeah,
I'd be curious to know what's going on with that. But it was a great event. Austin's an interesting town. It's sort of like this liberal stronghold in the state of, Texas.
Which is the Republican stronghold, the conservative stronghold, yeah.
Yeah, and boy, the Austin voters sure don't like innovation. The Austin voters do not like competition for the established old businesses that have been in town. Specifically, I'm talking about the transportation industry and Uber and Lyft, which are now probably going to be shutting down operations in Austin. If they follow through on their word, they promised, and I believe at least Uber did, I think Lyft also, promised to leave the city of Austin. And the Uber's leaving apparently 8 a.m. on Monday. They're going to stop operations 8 a.m. on Monday. Lyft says their company will, quote, pause operations the same day after previously saying they would shut down at 5 a.m. on Monday. So what is it that precipitated this? Well, it's been a huge fight between Uber and Lyft, not between those two, but Uber and Lyft on one side, and then the people who want the government to win on the other side. And the government won. The voters in Austin came out yesterday on a Saturday ballot, and they voted 56% against what was called Proposition Number 1. Now, Proposition 1 is apparently something that Uber and Lyft put forward to try to stop the city from regulating them to death.
Okay.
Let me give you the story here from KXAN.com in Austin. As Proposition 1 failed Saturday in a major defeat for ride-sharing companies, all eyes are turned to Uber and Lyft to see if they'll follow through with their promise to leave Austin. With 100% of precincts reporting, results showed 56% voted against Proposition 1. 44% voted for it. More than 55,000 people took part in early voting, while only 32,000 people voted on Election Day. In total, 17% of registered voters in Travis County took part in the election. The failure of the proposition means the city of Austin's plan to require fingerprinting for rideshare drivers' background checks will go ahead, and a deadline for compliance has not yet been set. And I suspect the plan, I believe I read elsewhere that the plan includes more than just fingerprinting, but that's one of the more controversial aspects of it. Before the vote, a spokesperson within the city of Austin said they have not established penalties for the ride-sharing companies who don't comply. The result also means rideshare drivers will not be allowed to stop in lanes of traffic while they pick up or drop off passengers. In a victorious moment for Austin Mayor Steve Adler, he said, quote, "The people have spoken tonight loud and clear. Uber and Lyft are welcome to stay in Austin, and I invite them to the table regardless. Austin is an innovative and creative..."
Austin is an innovative union town where everybody's got to follow our rules. Excuse me.
Yeah. It's an innovative and creative city, and we'll need to be at our most creative and innovative now. In an interview with KXAN's Kylie McGivern at an election night watch party, the mayor said, quote, "The people of the community have now spoken, and what they said, I think, is that they want the decision to be made by their local government. And now it falls on the local government now to step in and now do its work."
Yep, drive out this innovation. So what's kind of interesting here, so first off, 17% of people voted.
In Austin,
This means that 83% of people thought that this was too stupid to waste some of their time on Saturday to do.
Yep, that's right.
Okay,
yeah.
So first thing.
There may have been other things happening in the election. I don't know. You know, there might have been a city council election going on with this. I'm not sure if this was just an election for this one proposition or if there were other things on the ballot.
So the and then it was split like, what, 55-45?
56-44.
And that means that, you know, 44% of the people wanted this and 56% of the people didn't. That's kind of another crappy way to split things up. This is one of the reasons that democracy kind of stinks and the free market is good. If you had everybody vote on what flavors of ice cream a business could sell, they'd only sell vanilla because that's the only thing that anybody could agree on, right? All right.
I doubt it. People don't like vanilla.
We'll let you have two flavors. Oh, but that would be sort of the plurality would just sort of end up with just vanilla.
Arguably, yeah.
Two flavors, you'd probably have vanilla and chocolate. But instead, we have, 30 or 40 flavors, and the world's a better place as a result. You don't have to like
31 flavors or something?
That's Baskin. I mean, there's, lots of places have more than that. You know, I mean, you may not like mint pistachio, and I don't care if you do. It's none of your business. There's plenty of other flavors there for you.
Look, Mark, you can have whatever ice cream you want. All you have to do is jump through the government's hoops first.
Yeah, right. You got to get your fingerprints in order to give a ride. I'll tell you this. I drove a cab in Sarasota, Florida. I didn't have to give my fingerprints to anybody to do it. So the idea that taxi cabs are somehow safer than Ubers, it seems ridiculous. Uber comes with a performance sort of you can see what the driver's done. They get ratings and performance ratings. Taxi cabs don't get that. You don't know what kind of maniac you're getting from in a taxi cab.
So the fingerprinting requirement was put forward by Mayor Adler and city council members last year. Councilmember Ann Kitchen said Saturday night, quote, "I think what the community said is that public safety is important to them." Isn't this interesting? The bureaucrats just get to interpret the results of the election.
They get a mandate.
Yeah. But now we've heard, and we believe that TNCs, this is the new legal land term for Uber and Lyft. It's called a transportation network company.
Okay.
I believe is TNC. What the TNC stands for. TNCs are important to the community, but what we have and what we've been saying all along is that we don't have to sacrifice public safety for transportation. Companies argued the fingerprinting requirement would put an unnecessary burden on their drivers, as well as possibly hurt their bottom line. 1 week before Saturday's election, Ride Sharing Works for Austin, a political action committee asking voters to approve Proposition 1, took in close to $5 million in contributions. Probably mostly from Uber and Lyft.
Mm-hmm.
On the other side,
big companies. There's no doubt about it. But on the other side, you've got the taxi cab unions and all that other stuff.
But on the other side, all you got was $88,000. So
really,
the people who opposed Proposition 1, a group called Our City, Our Safety, Our Choice, another political action committee, took in $88,000 over the same period in which the people trying to pass the proposition took in $5 million.
And
so they're going to position themselves as sort of David versus the Goliath here, right? Like these big transportation companies came in here.
The little old city of Austin.
Yeah.
Color me somewhat unimpressed with that. But I can say that it seems like if they had these companies, you said that they couldn't stop in the street, and that seems kind of strange. I mean, what are they doing stopping in the street? If they did stop in the street and the for whatever reason the passenger particularly wanted to stop in the street, then they would get a relatively good rating. So this is sort of a way that, the companies would be creating some animosity in the community. So if there was a situation where, mm-hmm. you know, they stopped traffic for whatever reason, I could see that being a problem.
But don't need a new law for that. They already have disorderly conduct.
They could just ticket them.
So there's more to the story here besides just who raised what funds. What's the argument, for and against this? Why don't Uber and Lyft just want to go ahead and jump through this hoop? Hey, don't they want people to be safe? It's Free Talk Live.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-941-9483. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-941-9483. That's 1-800-941-9483.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Try not to laugh too hard. Mark, tell me something.
Yeah, well, if you're fed up with the same old thing in Washington, D.C., and you feel like the political establishment could use a disruptive force, then trump the government with a Trump dollar. It expresses your distrust of politicians and the corrupt U.S. political process. The Trump dollar, a symbol of America's resistance to the same old warlike government and a model for a new peaceful monetary standard. To make America great again. For just $5, you can get a gorgeous copper Trump dollar at TrumpDollar.us. You've got to see them to believe them. Hair and all. TrumpDollar.us. It's TrumpDollar.us.
I don't believe for a moment that Donald Trump is going to change anything about the way Washington, D.C. works, but that may become a collectible.
It seems like it's going to change something.
No. I think you're going to find that he's going to turn out to be just another politician who's going to tell you lies and renege on whatever promises he's made.
Well, we know what Republican politicians do in Washington, and we know what Democratic politicians do in Washington. I guess we don't know what reality TV stars do in Washington.
So, that doesn't mean that the Trump dollar won't be a collectible, though. I mean, if he turns out to be an absolute tyrant, maybe it'll be worth even more money. So you can join us here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're going to continue here more about what's happening in Austin, Texas, where Uber is on the way out. Also, Lyft is pausing operations beginning at bright and early tomorrow morning because of the voters of Austin. Not all of them, only 17% of them bothered to turn out. But of those who did turn out, they voted in favor of the government. They want the government to regulate Uber and Lyft. They want fingerprinting to be mandatory for all new drivers. And we'll talk about that because some people would argue that you need to have fingerprinting. You got to check these drivers out. They could be murderers. They could be rapists. Let's talk more about that here in moments. And the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Also, Skype username is LRN.FM. Let's go to Jonathan first, though. He is in Wisconsin on Skype. Hello, Jonathan.
Hey, guys. I like you, Minister Edge, have a background in Holiness Pentecostal Apostolic Church.
I do, yeah.
And one of the things that I think I've noticed is that in the Bible, and certainly Jesus himself, whom we call Yeshua, was said things or had an attitude that was negative toward democracy. And I think that one of the things I would cite is the fact that Jesus himself was crucified by a jury of his peers. And along with that, something he said where he said, "Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate, and narrow is the road that leads to life, and only a few find it." And unlike most Christians, I don't believe that that's referring to hell. I think that's an ignorant interpretation of what he said. I think what he was talking about was the fact that most people are like sheep, as the Bible says, and they'll do what they're told. They don't think critically or independently, and if you're going down the road that the majority are going down, that may not be wrong, but it is definitely a red flag.
Yeah, it seems like a reasonable interpretation to me that I hadn't really thought about it, that Jesus would stand against democracy, but he certainly doesn't have anything particularly nice to say sort of about the judgment of the vast majority of people. And if the vast majority of people have bad judgment, that means they're not going to vote very well in an election. So
well, the majority didn't like Jesus. They strung him from a cross, right?
Well, I would say that you would have the church elders decided to do that, the Sadducees.
Yes. Thanks. Yes, for sure.
Thanks for sharing that tonight, Jonathan. Anything else you want to throw out? Go ahead.
Well, just only that, just to reinforce what I said, that one of the emphasis of the Bible is repentance, and repentance means to change your mind. And one of the reasons why the Bible gets misinterpreted and religion gives God, I believe, a bad name is because they are bad at critical thinking, which only proves what Jesus said, that you need to really think about things before you speak for God. Don't take his name or carry his name in vain. That's all, guys.
Thanks, Jonathan, for the call tonight. You're welcome to give us your thoughts, whether it's on religion or the situation in Austin, Texas, which is going to get even more interesting. What has happened here is this weekend, the voters of Austin voted down Proposition 1. Now, Proposition 1 was a proposal by the transportation companies, that the Uber and Lyft, the so-called TNCs, which is the legal term for these ride-sharing companies, to basically stop the government's plan to mandate fingerprinting for their new drivers. And you can't blame Uber and Lyft. Fingerprinting is going to get in the way of signing up new drivers, because then, instead of just, because I've signed up for an Uber drivership, if you will, and I've been driving off and on, mostly off, but like maybe once a month for the last several few months.
Just something to keep your hand in it.
just to try it out to see what the experience was like. And, you know, for the most part, I've enjoyed doing it. Now, when I signed up, it was super easy to do. I submitted certain paperwork, all of which I could do online, you know, insurance information, registration of the car that I intended to use, a scan of my driver's license, and, you know, I think that was pretty much it. Anyway, they go ahead and they run those through certain checking systems. They have a background check that they run. They have a driving quality check to make sure you don't have any issues driving. So they run a couple of different checks, criminal and driving checks, and also they just, you know, look at your car, make sure it's within 10 years, it's a newer car. And then, you know, within a matter of a week, you'll usually get your approval or your denial. And they have a company that they put some of that information out to run those checks that comes back with the information to them. But the city of Austin saying that's not good enough. We want you to come down here. Every single person who applies to drive for Uber and Lyft, come down to the city hall, submit information to us, probably submit some sort of fee as well for the fingerprinting check. I highly doubt they're going to do that for free. I haven't read the proposed law, but I'm just, you know, it's the government. They don't do stuff for free. And then, you know, submit that information. And then once we get your approval, then Uber and Lyft can go ahead and approve you. So it's another layer of approval process that's going to take longer. It's going to require people to go into town, which they shouldn't have to do in order to work for these private companies. And the people of Austin said that's what they want. They want the government to put these restrictive regulations in place.
Well, when I drove a taxi cab, you had to have sort of a taxi cab ID, right? Like, just took your picture, look like a lot like a driver's license, and you had to display that while you were driving. That way people, I don't know, knew that you were, you know, I'm Mark Edge, right? I imagine that there's no requirement for that in Uber. So, for instance, I could fake it that I was you, for instance, take your car and run your route if you were busy one evening or sick or something like that. I could run your route for you. And no one would know the difference if I just answered to Ian.
You mean if you were Uber or
if I was an Uber guy?
Actually, on Uber, there's a picture of the driver associated with the car.
Okay.
So when you, as a customer, if you are an Uber customer and you're requesting a ride,
okay,
it will show you a picture of that driver as well as the type of car that they are driving and the license plate number that you would expect to find on the car.
Okay.
So it's actually easy for someone to identify who their driver is supposed to be.
So you can't, as an Uber driver, you can't use two different cars? What if you have
two different cars?
Yes, you can. Okay.
You can. You would select a different car and log in with that car.
Okay.
Toll-free number here tonight is 855-453. We're going to check in with Christopher David from Arcade City because they've got an interesting plan.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-94 GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
When I was 15 and a half years of age, I had two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I got very sick that day, and over time, the mercury exposure damaged my body. My sunny disposition turned to depression and low energy. Many years later, I understood what had happened, and in 1991, I replaced these mercury fillings with white composite. In 1997, I learned that the homeopathic mercury detox I did years earlier did not remove the mercury from my body. I began an effective means of removing mercury from my body. My digestion and elimination returned to normal, and I began to have my life back. From 1999 to 2005, I tested the level of mercury in my body, and each test showed my mercury burden was high. After 5 years on One World Way, I recently did another mercury test. The results showed my body is free of mercury and virtually all toxic metals. One World Way is very powerful for detoxification support. It has helped many, and it may help you. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live Sunday show. Join us on the radio waves here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well at Skype username lrn.fm. Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state. So stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. We're going to tell you a little bit more about what's going on in Austin. And then we're going to talk to Christopher David from Arcade City. Now, Arcade City is the new startup that is challenging Uber and Lyft's dominance in the ride-sharing marketplace. And his response to what's happening in Austin is very interesting because the Austin voters this weekend voted to basically tell Uber and Lyft that they want the government to regulate them. Austin's voters love the government.
56 to 44.
Yeah, 44. That's enough to win.
It is.
Austin's voters.
But they didn't vote that. 56% of them did.
Well, the majority of people didn't even show up.
87% did not.
Right. The supermajority.
83%, excuse me.
Yeah. The supermajority of people did not vote at all. But of those who did vote, they said, we love the government. We want the government to regulate Uber and Lyft. We want fingerprinting to be mandatory, which, of course, makes it harder to sign up new drivers. If instead of just being able to submit everything online and then just wait for the answer, now drivers are going to have to go down to the city, jump through some hoops, fill out some paperwork, go down to the police department and actually give their fingerprints.
No, they
over.
Won't because Uber and Lyft are pulling out.
Well, that's a good point. But in theory, if another ride-sharing company who's not Uber and Lyft wanted to open up and do business in Austin, then they would become subject to those regulations, which is going to make what Christopher David has to say about what Arcade City's plans are to be very interesting. But let's get Uber's statement about this. This is Lyft, actually. Lyft released a statement saying that on Saturday after the results, saying, quote, Lyft and Austin are a perfect match, and we want to stay in the city. Unfortunately, the rules passed by the city council don't allow true ride sharing to operate. And by the way, there's city bureaucrats who were on the side of, the city here, this group called Our City, Our Safety, Our Choice. They raised $88,000 during the same period that the group trying to passed this proposition, took in $5 million. And so the bureaucrats said, Mayor Pro Tem Kathy Tovo told KXAN, quote, as I talk to voters at the polls and on the phones, many of them like Uber's service and Lyft's. They use it, but they drew the line at allowing them to write their own rules. And that's really significant. So these bureaucrats feel like they have been empowered. Like this, these are the people of Austin saying they love us. They want regulations.
I think, you know, when it comes to Austin, a significant percentage are going to side with the government on anything. It's going to be like, oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a really liberal town, and liberal to some extent in America means we want big government. Now, I'm not entirely prepared to say that that's true, but I can tell you that when you sort of, you look at liberals versus conservatives, the ones that don't shy away from the term big government tend to be liberals. I've talked to liberals that say, it's not that I want big government. I want a government that's big enough, which says to me more government.
The company said voters' decision makes it harder for part-time drivers to get on the road and harder for passengers to get a ride. Quote, because of this, we have to take a stand for a long-term path forward that lets ride-sharing continue to grow across the country, and we'll pause operations in Austin on Monday, May 9th. Uber followed with a statement saying, quote, disappointment does not begin to describe how we feel about shutting down operations in Austin. The company said they're incredibly grateful to their drivers and riders, as well as those who campaign for them. Quote, we hope the city council will reconsider their ordinance so we can work together to make the streets of Austin a safer place for everyone. Uber said they plan to continue operating in the Austin suburbs, so meaning outside of city limits, and Lyft has not said whether they'll be doing the same. Let's go to Skype, where we have Christopher David on the line calling us from a hotel room. Chris, can you tell us where your hotel is situated, in which city?
Hey, guys, I'm in L.A.
You're in L.A. So you've been super busy recently with Arcade City. And for our listeners who aren't familiar, can you give the 30-second elevator pitch on what is Arcade City?
Sure. Decentralized ride sharing. We're going to be integrating blockchain technology. We've got a more decentralized organizational model that lets us do pretty cool things in terms of getting into cities when Uber and Lyft pull out.
You started this up earlier this year in January with a vision for a program that, like you said, is a more decentralized version of kind of what Uber and Lyft have done. So they've already decentralized transportation, and you're going to decentralize it even further to where the drivers themselves can set their own rates, among other things. But that's one of the things that many drivers with Uber and Lyft are upset about, that Uber and Lyft will just pull their rates. Here in New Hampshire, they cut the rates by 30% just recently in some areas of New Hampshire. And these drivers are saying they can't make money anymore, but they can't change the rates themselves. So Arcade City's got a lot of promise. You got the app out when you promised that you would. The app's been, it's kind of being retooled, redeveloped, and going to be relaunched hopefully very soon, because you heard this news about Austin where both Uber and Lyft are saying they're leaving the city starting bright and early tomorrow morning. And that got you excited. Why?
It's a huge opportunity for us to just show the flexibility of our model. We actually had pretty much this exact same situation play out in Midland, Texas, back in late January. Uber was the only rideshare company active in Midland. Midland passed some onerous rideshare regulations. Uber pulled out, and we just happened to have some drivers there in Midland who took the initiative to print up business cards and go into the local bars, and they created a Facebook group. They got like 500 riders in there. They got in the local news like 5 times. That was even before we even had the app. And to this day, Midland is our number one city. Midland is buried in ride requests for Arcade City because we had drivers there simply take the initiative and connect peer-to-peer. That's the beautiful thing about peer-to-peer. You don't need some, like, central person to, you know, do things or give you permission or give you, you know, ideally we want to provide people tools and, you know, insurance and stuff that helps. But if people have the initiative and they want to kind of be entrepreneurial about it, they can go out and build, you know, get customers themselves.
Yeah, I think that's where one of the areas where Arcade City really shines is it does work well. It works best with the people who are willing to go out and build a business instead of just someone who wants to receive ride requests from some automated system like Uber or Lyft.
So, and another thing is your the Midland, Texas, if Uber and Lyft continued to operate there, they would have somebody to go after, which is to say Uber or Lyft. But with your with Arcade City, there's really no one for them to go after, right?
Yeah, and a lot of these regulations are geared toward kind of shaking down Uber and Lyft. I mean, you look at the state of Georgia as one example. In order to register a TNC in Georgia, it costs like $120,000 per year. Like, they're designing stuff specifically for Uber and Lyft. They're just really not used to dealing with actual, like, local drivers taking local initiative. And we really saw that in New Hampshire when they were debating this Uber model legislation that they've been trying to ram through state legislatures statewide. And, you know, we just showed up, a few of us Arcade City drivers, and we were able to get them to take out a lot of the provisions in this bill that were specific to Uber's business model and kind of rigged the game against startups. So we're confident that just by putting more of that local entrepreneurial face on it at the local level is going to help some of these city councils see reason eventually. But in the meantime, you know, I'm happy to kind of unleash drivers and say, you know, look, we've got some drivers that are happy and like the idea of going in and being fingerprinted and kind of doing the things that Austin is asking of drivers. And that's completely great. We have a bunch of other drivers who would never do that and are going to operate anyway. So we can kind
of. That's one of the things I wanted to talk about. Do you have time to continue the discussion? Because I wanted to know exactly what the plan was. I mean, obviously there's no real plan because it's decentralized. Like you said, some people are going to go and be fingerprinted. Others may not. And obviously, as somebody who's a fan of civil disobedience, I'm more interested in those drivers who are not planning on getting their fingerprints taken there in the city of Austin. And also the status of the Arcade City app, which was a few weeks ago pulled down from the Apple and Google app stores. And, you know, is it going to come back in time for this Austin situation? So stand by, Chris David from Arcade City. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-958-5345. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-958-5345. That's 1-800-958-5345.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Austin, Texas turned into a showdown over the ride-sharing world. Uber and Lyft planning to leave town tomorrow morning. The Lyft folks are, quote, pausing operations, while Uber is basically withdrawing entirely from the city of Austin. They intend to continue doing operations in the surrounding suburbs, but within city limits, they're not going to be running. And that's going to mean people are going to be out of a job. These people, I guess job's not the right word, but yeah, gig, because you're an independent you're an independent contractor working for these companies. And a lot of these folks, as is pointed out in the KXAN article, KXAN.com, many of these folks are full-time workers. They're full-time, putting in a lot of hours with Uber and or Lyft or both. And now these guys are saying, well, we're going to have to look for work. Because the city council wanted to regulate Uber and Lyft, require fingerprints for all of their new drivers, and probably all current drivers as well, require fingerprinting, and Uber and Lyft said that's just too onerous, it's too burdensome. We're already doing background checks. We believe that our background checks are sufficient. If the customers don't agree, they don't have to ride with us. But that's not enough for the bureaucrats and the politicians of Austin, Texas. So they are going to mandate these fingerprintings, and they're backed by 56% of a vote yesterday. So Uber and Lyft are gone. They're leaving tomorrow morning, which leaves Arcade City. And Arcade City founder Christopher David says he's going to be focusing on Austin, since now there's going to be a huge demand. You know, all these customers who were on Uber and Lyft are no longer going to have ride sharing come tomorrow morning. But Arcade City may be able to ride to the rescue. Christopher David back with us via Skype from a hotel in Los Angeles. And you see this as a major opportunity to get Arcade City out there because, as you pointed out, Arcade City is decentralized. So each individual driver will get to decide whether or not they want to jump through the city's regulations or the regulatory hoops. What are you expecting to see happen on the ground? Do you have any idea?
I think we'll see similar to the situation that played out in Midland a few months ago where we have a solid core group of drivers that are able to kind of coordinate the demand between themselves and get people rides. I think it's going to be much larger now. I mean, this is the state capital of Austin. It's a state capital of Texas. It's a major tech hub. There's lots of media there, lots of tech-savvy people. You know, there's 900,000 people there. There's a huge interest in this issue. We put up a very simple YouTube video last night just kind of announcing our plans, and that's gotten 100,000 views on Facebook in the past 24 hours. Plenty of people in Austin kind of weighing in on one side or the other of whether the fingerprints are good or the Uber's good or whether Arcade City's good. But it's going to be an interesting conversation starter at the very least. We're going to get, I'm sure, Austin talking about the benefits of decentralization and whether or not government should be regulating peer-to-peer transactions.
All right. So, by the way, Austin, at least 7 or 8 times the size as far as population of Midland, Texas. So, yeah, this is a huge marketplace. And as you said, very tech savvy. They have tech conferences here all the time. I mean, it's, you know the San Francisco, if you will, of Texas, I guess, in that way. So Arcade City's app got pulled down from the app stores in late March, the very end of March. And if you go to arcade.city, which is your website, Arcade City's website, there's a message up there from you, Chris, saying, you know, you're basically going to be relaunching the app. This was the beginning or the end of the beginning. And at some point, this app's going to come out again. How close are you? And don't you need to have the app available in order for anything to move forward in Austin?
No, we had been about a week away from relaunching our driver sign-up process and another, like, 2 weeks from now from the, quote-unquote, version 1.0 app being ready. But no, we had in Midland tremendous success there, even, you know, 2 weeks before the app came out. And even after the app came out, because of the kind of peer-to-peer relationships that formed, the app was kind of secondary to people using Facebook or using, you know, in-person means to communicate. The app is really just a tool to support, you know, people in doing that. We are trying to fast-track that now, but we are going to be, you know, launching and organizing. We have people now, you know, reaching out to drivers on the ground there, getting them. We're going to be doing a larger kind of PR launch tomorrow after Uber and Lyft formally pull out with a new, little bit of a newer basic website for people to sign up at.
Yeah, I imagine you're going to be scrambling here. I mean, just to make sure that all the, as many ducks that can be in a row are in a row come tomorrow morning. And I'm grateful that you've taken time to talk with us here on the radio tonight. What's the status of the different driver statuses? Can you run that down for our listeners? Because I know that with the last app, there were at least 4, if not 5, different possible sort of classes of driver. So there was like the most kind of obedient driver that would like jump through all the government hoops. And then there was another one that was like a total rebel driver that was, you know, running with no commercial insurance, running with, you know, no government approval. And that the app would inform the driver, the rider of, hey, this person you're looking to ride with doesn't have this and that. So there was full disclosure. Is that still going to be moving forward? And what, you know, can explain that to our listeners, if you don't mind.
Yeah, we're streamlining it into just 2 modes, what we're calling the agent mode, which is the more peer-to-peer mode, as well as arcade mode. So basically, if you want to be eligible for the Arcade City ride-sharing insurance, which we're going to be in a position probably late June, early July to extend out, similar to Uber to drivers. That's been the main limiting factor to our growth for drivers so far, is people want that insurance. And so with that comes, you know, you need to provide basic information about your vehicle and that kind of standard stuff that they're accustomed to with Uber. While at the same time, we want to always continue supporting the more peer-to-peer mode where people can just use the Arcade City platform as a way to communicate and connect directly rider to driver on kind of a buyer beware basis, very similar to Craigslist. We're not taking any responsibility for the outcome of this transaction, but we want to provide some, you know, reputation and rating systems so that you can see on their driver profile, oh, that, hey, this person has, you know, uploaded their third party insurance docs. This person has passed a background check. Optionally, they've got, you know, plenty of good reviews. So we really want this to be an open marketplace with, you know, clear information about who has done what. So anyone can sign up and participate if they want to.
It's very exciting. You're getting ready to roll things out tomorrow in Austin, and obviously we're going to continue to follow this here on Free Talk Live as Austin has become sort of the showdown city for ride sharing, with Uber and Lyft going to pull out starting tomorrow morning, Arcade City preparing to do a decentralized outreach process. I mean, you're not in charge of any of these people, Chris. You've got this swarm thing going on. There's a book called Swarmwise that you've highly recommended people check out. I've read a few chapters so far, haven't finished the whole thing. But you know, basically the idea is you don't really want to tell anyone what to do here.
Yeah, we believe in, you know, that kind of spontaneous order from the bottom up and the wisdom of crowds and, you know, people coming together and putting in whatever they think they want to contribute to this effort is going to be way better than any kind of central planning.
Yeah, I'm on the Arcade City, or one of the Arcade City organizational groups on Facebook, and there was already a post earlier today by a guy in Austin saying, hey, Austin drivers, get in touch with me. We need to figure this out. And so just, you know, leaders sort of just kind of come out of the group and take on responsibilities that they feel like they are ready to take on. It's interesting watching it kind of happen and grow. And was there anything else you wanted to share about what's happening here and what's going on with Arcade City tonight?
Yeah, I would just stay tuned. And if you are interested in bringing Arcade City to your area, there's nothing stopping you from doing that. You can do it now. You can wait another month or so till we have a solid app with insurance and stuff. But check out arcade.city. We've got a sign up form there. You can register your interest. We'll get you plugged into our Slack channel, that kind of thing.
All right, Christopher, David, thanks for the call and thanks for the time here tonight. And I had a sign up link as well. I don't know if it's still working, but it was arcade.freetalklive.com. So if you wanted to sign up as a driver, that may still work. I don't know what their status. Nope, that's broken. So I'll have to talk to Chris and see if that's going to get remedied. But meanwhile, you can just go to arcade.city and learn more there. As we continue here, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Tom is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Tom.
Last night, my daughter came home from a field trip. Five busloads of eighth graders left Tuesday morning to go sightseeing in Arlington, Virginia, and Washington, D.C.
Sounds like a nice
and
trip.
They stayed at one of the local hotels there, the Comfort Inn Landmark in Alexandria, Virginia. But before they went to the hotel, they made some sightseeing stuff. They went to the Lincoln Memorial. And, you know, my wife and I were talking about, you know, while she's gone, we're going to have a lot of free time. What are we going to do? How about let's go to Manchester-Boston Regional Airport and jump on American Eagle Flight 5089, cruise on down to Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport, and then go visit the Lincoln Memorial Tuesday evening. Okay. Well,
I'm super confused. I don't know where this is going. Stand by, Tom. Hour number two is on the way. 855-453 is our number. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia? It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one makes powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.